This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
But joining us now, one of our favorites, River Island's guest line, all over the NBA on ESPN, Ramona Shelburne. Hi, Momo. How are we doing?
I did tell you they were going to get Jimmy Butler, didn't I?
You did. You did. Well, you told me a year ago they were going to get somebody big.
And yeah, they've been star hunting for a while, but I had a feeling about the Jimmy Butler thing right when they first started looking. You know, there was a game but basically Miami came through town, right? And it was one of the Warriors' worst losses of the season. Remember that game?
Absolutely.
It was one of the Warriors' worst losses of the season. And I was like, no, this is about to go. They're going to have to do something. I think it's worked better than anybody would have thought, haven't you?
Absolutely. But you know what's interesting about what you're saying? If it was kind of destined to happen, but what about the Durant thing that seemingly almost got in the way of it?
I don't think it would have been in the way. I think there was a way that they could have done a few different things, right? Not necessarily in the way, okay? I still think there was talk of revisiting Durant, and there was talk of revisiting LeBron. LeBron kind of sent word that wasn't what he was looking for, and so that didn't go anywhere again. But you know, that they were big game hunting, right? Like they were needing to get another star there, and I think they actually got the right one. Like, now that we look back on it, and with the lens of he's been great for them, and he's given this defensive edge and this confidence and swagger that they had sorely lacked. Like, you kind of can't picture any other way it could have gone. Like, I think the Jimmy experiment has worked out so far better than any Kevin Durant experiment. And I say that with all due respect to Kevin Durant, but that would have been a circus. That wouldn't have been good for anybody.
Right. And I don't know how it would have gone better than this has gone. And they've won virtually every game but one that he's played. But when you talk about it not getting in the way, could you have seen a path where they could have done more than one big thing if they would have gotten Kevin Durant? Could they still have maybe had a path to get Jimmy Butler as well?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the timing of everything. So, like, you know, obviously you knew they were in on Zach LaVine, right? That was something they were looking at. Vucevic was something they were looking at. Durant, I think there was a little talk of can we revisit the LeBron discussions from last year? And then obviously Jimmy, and it was just a question of what do you prefer and what can you get done? So those two questions are, you think that what do you prefer comes first and what can you get done comes next. But in the end, I think it became what can you get done? Because I think there would have been a way to get two of those players I named. They had deals in place where they could have done a couple of things, but I think they made the right choice. You know, like, I think any other move they would have had to do would have broken up too much of the existing core. And those are important players for this team.
Well, they've barely lost a basketball game since it happened, so it seems to be pretty good choice. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, with us. You did a big piece on Jimmy Butler before the deadline, and so with that kind of a deep dive, I wonder what you learned about him and his situation that maybe you can then apply to why it's worked so well with Golden State.
Okay. So when I wrote the first one, I wrote two or three of these. I don't know. They all blend together at this point. It was such a crazy trade deadline. When I did the first one, I spent a lot of time talking about Heat culture. And when Jimmy was at his best for the Heat, there was this sense that there was if you look at a Venn diagram, okay, where does Jimmy world overlap with Heat culture? And it seemed like a pretty strong overlap, right? Like the things that Jimmy is into are the things that Pat Riley is into. And they seem like a really nice blend of, if you want to call them cultures or brands or ways of doing the corporate culture, okay? But one of the things that I thought was really interesting was everybody I talked to, not just in Miami, but, you know, close to Jimmy, et cetera, pointed out one thing, which is that a lot of the people who talk about Heat culture, so the Dwayne Wades or Udonis Haslam, those guys, they were drafted by the Heat. Like, they came into the NBA right out of college, and the Heat culture became like how they became a professional. It became part of them. Whereas Jimmy was 30 when he went to the Heat. And he already had become a very successful player in his own right. And he had become he's an incredible worker, you guys. Like, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram or if you follow, you know, his background. I've done a few stories on him over the years. And the guy's like up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, getting, you know, he's like one of his best friends and mentors is like Mark Wahlberg.
Wow. Okay? No.
I don't know if you follow Mark Wahlberg. Okay. But like Mark Wahlberg is always tweeting, you know, like at 4:30, hey, look, 4 a.m. club, 4 a.m., you know, like the guy's amazing. And Jimmy, he did an interview once, and because I was doing deep dives, I was watching all these interviews and stuff. And he said, the reason I love Mark Wahlberg so much is that he has everything, but he works like he has nothing. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty deep. Okay. And so when you understand Jimmy, you're like, okay, there was an intersection between the two cultures, between Heat culture and Jimmy culture for a long time. But Jimmy also can do Jimmy without Heat culture. He doesn't need that to be who he is. And I think at some point they just kind of went on different paths. Like, it was, you know, he was grown and he didn't like being told what to do or how to do it or when to show up or, you know, et cetera. And I think the reason why it works so well in Golden State is like Steve Kerr's whole thing is be you. We're going to let you do you. Like, get, you know, they have a saying, like, get what you need. Like, they have off days and they tell the veterans, okay, it's a get what you need day. So we're going to trust that you know what you need and that if you need that, you're going to come in and do it and you're not going to be lazy. And if what you need is 3 hours at home with your family, go do that. If what you need is to go to a movie, go do that. If you need some extra cardio, go do that. And we're going to trust that you know that. And I think that's so refreshing for a guy like Jimmy who, like, you don't need to push him. You don't need to give him a conditioning test. You don't need to check his body fat. Like, he's there. Like, he doesn't need anything extra or anyone telling him what to do. And I think that's why it works so well with the Warriors, where they're just going to trust him.
Is it also because they don't have triggers that have previously set him off? And I'm thinking about Minnesota, where it was maybe a younger, softer team, and then Miami, where he didn't get his money. And now in Golden State, you've got veterans who are hardened and grizzled and champions, and he got an extension. Does this clear any possible hurdle, at least in the short term, from Jimmy doing Jimmy things?
Do you have kids?
I have, three kids, two in their 20s and a baby.
Okay, and so when you have your kids, like, you can be like parent of the year, right? You can do all these things. You're like, man, that works so well.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And then the next day, like, it's just temper tantrum. They're just upset. It's whatever. Like, I find, like, it's not anything you did. It's like, oh, he was just hungry. Okay. That's why he acted that way. Like, I think with Jimmy, like, because this has happened now in 3 or 4 or 5 different places, like, you'd be foolish to expect that everything's just going to be perfect for these 3 years, right? I think something is probably going to go askance at some point, but for right now, and really because this is a short-term situation, yeah, I think it'll be good for a while. Maybe this year. Hopefully you get all the way through next year with everybody in good spirits and good whatever. But, like, you know, I mean, it didn't end well in Chicago. It didn't end well in Philly. It didn't end well in Miami. It didn't end well in Minnesota. So probably not going to end well with the Warriors, but the question is when. So...
Yeah, and thank you for askance, by the way. I needed some askance. Everyone goes with astray or askew, but well, askance, that's next level.
It could not be anything the Warriors do or could have done. But, you know, he could just be annoyed with something, or Steve Kerr or Steph or what, you know, who knows. But I think it's going to be good for a while, so roll with it. Well, you got it. I mean, look, I'm down here in L.A. You know who's great right now? James Harden. James Harden is killing it down here for the Clippers. You think that's going to last? I mean, probably for a while. I don't think it'll end well.
There's that Stanford education on display here on 95.7 The Game. Ramona Shelburne, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Hey, Ramona, how's this Jonathan Kuminga reintegration going to go?
Slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly. How do you like that? You know, I choose to look at the bright side, okay? You have a great player coming back, and, you know, he's had a lot of time off. That was a serious ankle sprain he had. What was it, grade 3 or something? That's pretty bad. And I think it's, they got to take their time building him back up, but also, like, figuring out where he fits again. You know, he was playing a role as their second best player. I mean, when he went out, it was Steph Curry 1, Kuminga 2. And now it's obviously Steph Curry 1, Jimmy 2, and sometimes you could flip the order of that. So he's got to move down in the pecking order again, back to 3 or even 4, depending on how other people are playing that night. I also think they don't want to take minutes away from guys who have played really well. Like, I think Guy Santos is going to keep playing, and he's going to have to earn his minutes. But he was doing really well when he went out. And so let's see how long it takes him to get back to that level. I just think, like, it's a hard thing this late in the season, especially when you've already integrated Jimmy, to really change how you're playing, especially when you're playing really well. Like, I'm watching the Lakers do this right now. They were playing really well. I couldn't believe how well Luka fit with LeBron. And I think that's mostly because those two guys are so smart from a basketball IQ standpoint. But now LeBron's out, and it's like the first game they played without him was pretty rough. And I think I was like, oh, maybe it's not just their scheme and Luka fit right in. Maybe it's just LeBron is really good at integrating people. So maybe it'll be fine with Kuminga. He'll just slide right back in. But I think it's this late in the season when a team is playing really well, I think they'll take it real slow. And he's just going to have to be okay with that.
It's easy for us to say that, but he is in a contract drive right now where he's restricted coming up in the summer. But how much does – I don't think the team, quote, owes him anything, but doesn't that make it a little bit sticky when he comes back with 17 to play and he's going to be hungry to get that bag?
Yep. I mean, that's the dynamic, you know? He turned down a lot of money, so – you have to assume that is still there for him on some level. I don't think he's done anything to not earn it. And as long as that's still there, whatever he turned down, then he should be fine. But let's see how he plays. I mean, I think there's a market for him. I think, you know, he'll have options if the Warriors go in a different direction, or if they don't offer the same amount, or if they don't increase the offer, et cetera. I do think he has a market. It's just a question of, you know, do they let him get there? How much financial uncomfortability do they want to feel? Because if they sign into to another big deal, that kind of really locks them into this team. So this is a 17 game, you know, work in progress for everybody to see how this fits with him. Is he okay being the number 3? I mean, I don't know. He showed he can be a top 2 player on a team here, and there might be some team out there that's thinking he can be the main guy. So, you know, it's So wait and see. But that is kind of how the Warriors have done things. I think that's what I always remind people. The only guy who got paid early, only guy that they paid before they had to was Steph Curry.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it. Some people take these disrespectfully, right? You know, Clay or Draymond. Is it uncomfortable? You paid the Jordan Poole. I guess Jordan Poole got paid before had to, or Wiggins. But they waited a little while too on those guys. It wasn't immediate. That's kind of how the Warriors run. And if Curry is the only guy they work 2 years ahead on or 3 years ahead on, can't get that upset.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey Ramona, let's go back to Jimmy Butler for a second, but add in Steph. I think there's a perception out there that Mike Dunleavy, former teammate of Jimmy, had to do some convincing for both Steve Kerr and Steph. A, is that your understanding? And what are you hearing and seeing in terms of how Jimmy has pulled some things out of Steph, or how that blending is going on and off the court?
So I have heard a lot of different things on this, Mark, and I'm not sure if I have the right answer. So I usually like to tell you if I know something or if I don't know something, right? I've heard so many different versions of this that I don't actually know anymore. Right.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? There was a couple of reports, and I heard that stuff too, but it wasn't from sourcing that I trust. It was kind of from maybe other reporters that maybe that there had to be some convincing, like, the board met and we weren't, whatever you call the board, Steph, Draymond, Kerr, whatever. But that wasn't really direct sourcing that I heard. It was more from other reporters on other reporting and in other places, podcasts or interviews they gave. Right. And so when I asked about it, I think a lot of it was more Jimmy wanted to go to Phoenix. Like, there was a report, right? I think Brian Windhorst had something saying like he doesn't want to play for the Warriors. He won't discuss an extension, but I think that was more because he wanted to go to Phoenix instead. Right. I don't think it had anything to do with the Warriors. Like they wouldn't even, that was just like don't give them another option, right? Don't give the Heat another option, as opposed to, I don't want to play for the Warriors. And then once it became clear that Phoenix just couldn't get that deal done, that they just couldn't maneuver enough things around to get a deal done, then I think he opened up and was willing to talk to the Warriors about an extension. And so he pretty quickly moved on that. And so what came first? Was it reports that the Warriors weren't sold on him? Or was it Jimmy sending word that he wasn't sold on them? What was the reaction to what? Okay. And as somebody who dug in pretty deeply on this, like I only tell you I weigh everybody's opinions. I weigh everybody's statements. And then you kind of can see where the truth is once you hear from all different sides. On this one, I felt when I talked to people, especially in the aftermath of it, that there was a wariness about Jimmy in the sense that of how things ended in Miami, but they had a real level of excitement and confidence that his edge and his swagger was exactly what they needed. Like, yeah, obviously it's a risk because of how things blew up in Miami, right? And Minnesota and wherever else. But I think they really liked him, and they really liked this idea that, you know, defensively and just like how he could play off the ball and how he could play with Steph. I think they liked the idea of it. They kind of had to close their eyes and hope for the best. And it clearly has worked out for the best so far.
I'm not sure if it was your piece, but some report about Draymond reportedly saying we need another blank hole in the room. And, you know, that kind of seems...
I don't think that was mine, but I heard that too. Yeah,
I mean, the same quote and the same idea. And so, you know, once the Phoenix thing imploded, and, you know, Mark and I had many discussions about it, and I was hesitant, wondering if he would come here and be disgruntled. But once he got his deal and it's really worked out, I can't help but think about it, and I'm asking you the question, does this now make the Warriors a team with whom to be reckoned if Kuminga comes back and is a contributor?
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to play them. They're really scary. I'm just looking at the top teams, okay? If I'm Oklahoma City, I wouldn't want to play against them in the first round. If I'm Denver, I guess Denver has Jokic, and they feel like he's a cheat code, which he is. In other words, I don't think Denver's scared of people. The Lakers don't want to play them. You know, the Grizzlies, the Thunder, like, nobody wants to play the Steph Curry. It's just like, you don't want to play LeBron, right? You don't want to play LeBron and Luka in the first round, do you? I mean, you know, that's scary. I mean, these are two teams that made really big moves at the trade deadline that have worked out tremendously well so far. And so if I'm one of the top teams that didn't make one of those moves, I'd be hesitant. I'd be a little nervous. Now, all that said, we could do all of this and they could still lose in the first round, right? I mean,
sure.
You get Jokic in the first round, and, you know, he does Jokic things. You know, that's how this goes. But I think that's you could tell me anything on how the Warriors would finish this. You could say they win the Western Conference, and I would say, yep, I can see that. You tell me they lose in the first round, I can see that. But I feel a whole lot better about them, because when you have the top stabilized, when you have the top two, you know, in all those dynastic years, whether it was Steph and Clay or Steph, Clay and Draymond, like when you, or Steph, Clay and Draymond and Kevin, like everybody else can play their role. But when you have everybody sliding up a chair, you know, somebody is asked to be a two when they're really more of a three, and somebody's asked to be a three and they're really more like the fourth or fifth best player. Like, that's when things don't go well.
Ramona, before you go, do you see this kind of transactional aggressiveness continuing into the offseason for the Warriors?
I want to say yes, because they are always aggressive, right? They just are. It's just their nature. Have you ever known them not to be aggressive? Have you ever known them to be like, let's just give people some time to play? Like, I think they're always out looking for things. But I think financially it's going to be hard. Like, this is kind of a swing. I mean, they're paying him $50 million. Like, there's not a lot of other swings you can make now, especially if you want to stay under the apron. Now, they do have their picks. That's one thing I think people don't realize, is like, the Warriors actually do have a lot of assets. They have a lot of young players. They have a lot of picks. They've done a really good job of maintaining their flexibility, but, you know, giving Jimmy $55 million, that's a lot. Ties up your money pretty tightly.
No doubt about it. And then there's the Kuminga factor too, which we've already discussed. Hey, Ramona, thank you so much. That was wonderful stuff.
Did you like, what was your favorite part? Was it the askance, or when I asked you guys about, you know, parenting toddlers, and what do you like?
Those are my top two, because I love words, and I'm rolling with a 2.5-year-old right now, and we're on a 6-day win streak where breakfast and dinner, we haven't thrown food and we haven't thrown ourselves on the floor. And so right now, Ramona, we're feeling like parents of the year, but as you know, with a young one, they'll turn on you now.
They'll turn on you, and it's not even you.
Right.
Like, the biggest thing you learn with kids is, like, it's not, everything's a stage. Yeah. It's not me. I'm not. You're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are.
That's what I needed to hear today.
Ramona,
yeah.
How old are your kids now? How old are they?
6 and 2.
6 and 2. Okay. So you've got young players and all your picks as well. So
right.
It's possible that you could trade them in the offseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy. I mean, it's, and I got 2 boys too. So let's put it this way. The best investment I have ever made as a parent is buying a giant trampoline.
Oh,
my
yes.
backyard.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. We got that advice 2 days ago. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter who all she wants to do is jump.
It's a babysitter. It's literally a babysitter in your backyard.
Get the good one. The one that has, like, I think it's spring free, and it's got like the net around it. And it's like the one they have at those play places. It's a little more expensive than the ones you find on Amazon, but it's so worth it.
It's worth it.
Zip up that net and be like, see you later.
That is great advice right there. Ramona Shelburne for NBA takes and trampoline resets. That was
there
gold
go.
Right there.
And dramatic pauses, which was my favorite part. Very,
always.
Very thoughtful, yep. Always.
You like the dramatic pause.
I do.
Well, you know what? Willard, I was going to say something else. I was debating whether I was going to give you a women's basketball answer.
Oh.
I mean, I think the aggression you will see from that franchise is going to come with the Valkyries.
With the Valkyries.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
You.
That makes sense.
I mean,
sense.
They got their hands tied behind their back with the stupid way that they set them up. You know, the fifth pick in the draft and the new CBA. But as soon as there's a new CBA where they can actually make some moves, and as soon as they can really get light years ahead on everybody, I think they will.
Well, Angel Reese is going to be sitting out with that new CBA, as she said. So maybe they acquire her.
Yeah. Listen, everything's on the table.
Always.
I mean, there's a will, there's a way, and I think they certainly have the will.
They definitely have that.
As soon as they can change that cockamamie rule about having to be, 20 years old before you get drafted? Because Juju would probably be number one overall this year.
Yeah, but she makes more in college now.
Great point.
That's a very good point.
Ramona Shelburne, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, we're sitting here watching Stanford play Cal in North Carolina while we talk to you, Ramona.
Oh, it's a classic ACC matchup.
Yeah, wow, there's nothing better.
Oh,
nothing
my
better.
God, I know.
Exactly. What are we doing?
Oh, by the way, shout out to Kate Pay. I know this is hard following a legend like Tara, but she's going to get everything on track. And just give her one more year. Yeah. One more year to figure this out.
And we just saw UCLA and USC in the Big Ten championship, so everything's making great sense, right? What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I don't know, but Stanford's up 6, so...
Yeah, we got Lauren Betts down here on UCLA, and I'm like, wasn't she a Stanford kid, too?
Yeah.
She was a Stanford kid. What are we doing?
Yeah. All right, we'll let you watch the second half of this classic matchup. Yeah. But thanks, Ramona.
Oh,
thank
I'm
you so much.
I'm watching OKC in Boston right now.
Okay, good.
This is a good game.
That one's really good. Yeah, that one's off to a really good start. All right, Momo, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Okay. There she goes.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.